This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day. It's Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Good morning from London, Kelvin.
Good morning, Johnny. So it's good to hear from you again after the Easter holiday break.
Before we talk about the week ahead, Kelvin, let's first reflect on the market so far today. And I assume they are still reflecting that US jobs data number on Friday, which exceeded expectations. And the narrative now is certainly interest rates higher for longer.
Precisely. So if you look at the Asia major stock indices, the performance right now we are speaking, so that's actually the close of the Asia session right now, we see rather lackluster performance from the China markets and its proxy. So the China CSI 300 actually is down negative 0.9% today, and its proxy, which is the Hang Seng indices, the Hang Seng index is almost unchanged at 0.05%, but the Hang Seng tech index is actually down negative 0.18%. So that actually kind of reflect this higher for longer interest rate environment that could particularly being underpriced at this juncture, based on market participants' pricing or expectation in the interest rate futures market. Because if you look at currently in the interest rate futures market, based on the CME FedWatch 2, the market participants are still looking for around between 2 to 3 interest rate cuts for 2024, that means i.e. before 2024 ends, given the fact that we do have a rather rate hot non-farm payroll data releases on last Friday.
One of the prime reasons, of course, that markets are concerned about the interest rates staying higher for longer is because of inflation expectations, largely led, Kelvin, by rising oil prices. We're seeing Brent crude now at around about $90 a barrel. And on Wednesday, we're going to have the latest US CPI numbers. So that will be a very important measure to see where we're going from here.
Yes, indeed, Johnny. So what we could see over here is this strange correlation between oil price moving in line with the inflationary expectation. So if you look at inflationary expectation, we could look at the market-based pricing, like the 5-year and the 10-year break-even inflation rate derived from the US Treasury Inflation Protection Securities, TIPS in short. So both these 5- and 10-year US break-even rates has pretty much rallied significantly in the last 4 months or so, rising close to around 16 to 22 basis points. And what's interesting over here is that the rise in this 5 and 10-year break-even inflation rates can in hand-in-hand or rally in unison with this medium-term uptrend phase that is being seen on oil price, particularly the West Texas crude oil price from its low in 25th of December last year. So it has already rallied close from its December low all the way up to last Friday, close around $86 per barrel. So that's around 28% rally. So what we could see over here is that this higher oil prices tends to have a leading element towards CPI prices. And do not forget, CPI data tends to be lagging in nature because they tend to record prices of goods and services, I would say even selected goods and services, on a lagging 1 month basis. So market participants will be focusing this week for sure on this coming Wednesday, the US CPI inflation data for the month of March. So if you look at the core inflation rate for March, market participants is expecting only a slight downtick to 3.7% year on year from 3.8% year on year printed in February. So if the CPI data came in not being market expectation, perhaps they came in at around 4% year on year, that could actually create another shocking scenario to actually support this higher for longer interest rate environment.
So those CPI numbers are on Wednesday, and that's followed by Thursday's data, which will be also interesting. We're going to have the FOMC minutes and some monetary policy announcements from the ECB.
Yes, for sure. So let's start with the ECB side of the story first. So for ECB monetary policy meeting this coming Thursday, market is expecting no change on their key policy rates to maintain steady at 4.5%. But what's important over here is will be the press conference that will be slightly later at 8:45 p.m. Singapore time, where market participants will be gluing up their ears to hear from ECB President Lagarde on her stance on whether ECB should be continuing to actually maintain its potential first interest rate cut to come in the June meeting. But bear in mind, if you could recall, in her prior meeting, she kept on stressing that the first interest rate cut should be more or less come into the summer months. So that actually kind of guided market participants to have a strong, high expectation that ECB will actually enact its first interest rate cut in June this year in the next meeting. So, and overall, if we were to look at the current market pricing by the interest rate swap market over here, market participants are looking at ECB will most likely deliver 4 rates cut before 2024 ends. So, if you look at the current expectation of ECB versus the US Federal Reserve, right now the ECB seems to be much more in a dovish mode as compared to the US Federal Reserve. After earlier on, we discussed earlier on the less dovish Fed speak from one of the Federal Reserve officials who actually mentioned last week there could be a possibility of no interest rate cuts at all in 2024. And also given last Friday red hot US non-farm payroll data, the first interest rate cut has been pushed back in the US from June to July. So market participants will be hearing from ECB President Lagarde on whether will she continue to maintain her initial dovish stand, that means i.e. ECB will jump the gun ahead of the Fed to actually enact its first interest rate cut, very similar to what happened 2 weeks ago where the Switzerland National Central Bank, SNB, actually started its first interest rate cut ahead of ECB. So if that were to come out as expected, that means i.e. ECB maintaining its much more dovish stand as versus the US over the US Federal Reserve, that could be potentially a further downside pressure on the euro dollar. And next up over here is that market participants will be scrutinizing the any details of debate or any hints of where the trajectory of the US Fed Funds interest rate will be for 2024 with the release of the FOMC minutes for the previous meeting in March on this Thursday as well. And also have a quick recap. If we could recall, during the March FOMC meeting, the Fed also releases its latest dot plot. So its latest dot plot has continued to pencil in 3 interest rate cuts for 2024. So market participants will be looking at which particular Federal Reserve officials are not so in favor of having these 3 interest rate cuts during their discussion in the previous March FOMC meeting.
And Kelvin, finally on Friday, we're going to have some US banks earnings, which will be also interesting to see how they come out.
Yes, for sure. So if you look at last week, let's have a quick recap on last week's performance of the major US stock indices. So yeah, we know that despite the fact that the US benchmark stock index, the S&P 500, managed to rally on last Friday, but however, the weekly return for last week was actually more on the negative side of the story. So for the entire week of last week, it actually recorded a weekly loss of negative 0.95%. So last week weekly loss was the worst since 2nd of January, which is the start of this year. What market participants will be focusing on will be the earnings growth prospect of US corporation, especially with the start of the unofficial start of the Q1 US earnings reporting season that will kickstart this coming Friday, with several major US banks reporting their Q1 results ahead of the US opening session. So these banks to take note of will be the major banks, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, as well as the major asset manager, which is BlackRock. So potentially, if we start to see any earnings guidance that is on the weaker side of the story on these major US financial institutions, then coupled with, potentially a US CPI data that came in surprisingly high on the upside, that could actually continue to actually drum up that higher for longer interest rate narrative environment, and could potentially see, we call it, a further softness in the major US stock indices, bearing in mind that they have rallied pretty much steeply from their October 2023 lows.
Excellent. Very interesting. Kelvin Wong in Singapore, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.